This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The tax bill that's a health care bill that's a tax bill that's a health care bill continues to wend its way through the Senate Finance Committee. And there are all kinds of ways we could get down in the weeds on what's in the thing and what's not. But there is a more philosophical development here, too. Tax cuts for individuals in the Senate bill are temporary. Corporate tax cuts are permanent, as Marketplace's Amy Scott explains.
Here's the calculation Senate Republicans are making. In order to pass a tax overhaul with a simple majority,
the tax cuts cannot increase deficits after the 10-year budget window.
That's Professor Rebecca Kaiser at Brooklyn Law School. She says letting most of the tax cuts sunset or expire after 2025 solves the problem. Except once people get used to tax cuts, they don't usually want to give them back.
It's likely that Congress will face a lot of pressures to extend them. And so perhaps we're not quite accounting for their costs up front.
There's a recent precedent for this. Tax cuts passed during the George W. Bush administration were supposed to sunset in 2010. That was a big issue in the 2008 and 2012 presidential campaigns. Alex Brill served on the Bush administration's Council of Economic Advisers. He says eventually Congress made most of those cuts permanent.
But of course, the top rate that had been brought down to 35% was allowed to go back up to 39.6%. So it's really a provision by provision test.
One that depends on the budget outlook when we get to those sunsets.
And we can really already game out that the presidential campaign of 2024 will have a large segment on tax cuts.
Nicole Kading with the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation says it's a budget strategy both parties use. Make the change now and hope a future Congress doesn't undo their handiwork. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.